In the drama of life, emotions take center stage. They often lead us to act in ways we may later regret. But what if we could learn to control these emotions instead? Imagine being able to steer your feelings to help you, not hurt you. How would that change your daily life? Think about a time when you felt overwhelmed with anger or sadness. Maybe you faced a tough situation, like a job interview or a difficult conversation. Instead of letting those feelings take over, what if you had a guide to help you stay calm? This is where Stoicism comes in, an ancient philosophy that teaches us how to manage our emotions effectively. Welcome to Stoic Journey, your go-to channel for insights into Stoicism and emotional control. If you find these ideas helpful, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. Let's build a community that supports each other on this journey. Throughout this video, we will explore how to master your emotions using Stoic teachings. You'll discover practical tips that can transform your emotional well-being. The insights we share will empower you to take charge of your feelings and reactions. But before we dive deeper, let's set a target. If we can reach 100 likes on this video, we'll keep bringing you more valuable content to help you on your Stoic journey. Your support means everything. Now, let's discuss a fundamental Stoic lesson: recognizing what is within your control. Imagine you're on a walk when a storm suddenly hits. You can't stop the rain from falling, but you can decide how to react. You could seek shelter, continue walking, or even enjoy dancing in the rain. This choice is yours to make. This lesson is vital for understanding emotional control. We often find ourselves stuck in situations beyond our influence. Consider being stuck in traffic on the way to an important meeting. No amount of anger will clear the road, but you can choose to listen to music or practice breathing exercises to stay calm. Epictetus, a famous Stoic philosopher, said, "We cannot choose our external circumstances, but we always have a choice in how we respond." This is a powerful reminder that while we can't control everything, we can control our reactions. Life will always present us with challenges. You might face criticism, disappointment, or unexpected changes. Instead of being reactive, learn to respond wisely. By recognizing what you can control, you will feel more empowered and less stressed. Another key concept in Stoicism is acceptance. Accepting things as they are allows us to let go of frustration. Instead of fighting against reality, we learn to adapt and move forward. This doesn't mean we don't strive for improvement. It simply means we recognize what we cannot change. For instance, if you receive negative feedback at work, instead of feeling defeated, consider it a chance to grow. Ask yourself how you can improve. This shift in perspective can lead to positive outcomes and emotional growth. As you learn these Stoic principles, remember that emotional control is a skill. Like any skill, it requires practice. The more you apply these teachings in your daily life, the more natural they will become. You can train your mind to react differently to challenges. Throughout this series, we will guide you on this journey toward emotional mastery. Each part will build on the last, offering you deeper insights and tools for your emotional toolkit. Together, we will explore more Stoic teachings that can transform your approach to emotions. In conclusion, the path to emotional control starts with awareness and acceptance. By recognizing what you can control and choosing how to respond, you open the door to a more balanced and fulfilling life. So, stay tuned as we dive deeper into these teachings in the next parts of our series. Your journey to emotional control begins now. Are you ready to take the first step? Let's embark on this transformative voyage together. Remember to support our channel by liking this video. Your engagement helps us continue bringing you valuable content. Understanding control and acceptance. Life is full of surprises. Some are good, and others can be quite challenging. Have you ever felt frustrated about something that happened to you? Maybe it was a rainy day that ruined your plans. It's easy to feel upset when things don't go our way. But here's the truth. We can't control everything that happens around us. Think of a storm. No matter how much we wish for it to stop, we can't change the weather. The rain will come and the wind will blow. What we can control is how we react to it. Imagine you're stuck in traffic on the way to an important meeting. You might feel anger bubbling up inside you, but instead of letting that anger take over, you can choose to take a deep breath. This simple act can help calm your mind. Accepting that some things are out of our control is a powerful step. It frees us from the burden of constant worry. When we let go of trying to control everything, we can focus on what truly matters, our actions and reactions. Marcus Aurelius, a famous Stoic philosopher, said that we should focus on what we can change and accept what we cannot. This idea can change how we feel in difficult situations. It reminds us that our inner peace is in our hands. Think about how you respond to challenges. Instead of complaining about what's wrong, try looking for solutions. This shift in mindset can help you feel more in control, even when life throws curveballs at you. For instance, if a friend cancels plans, you might feel disappointed. Instead of dwelling on that disappointment, you can decide to use the time for something you enjoy. Perhaps read a book, watch a movie, or take a walk. It's all about perspective. When we change how we view a situation, we change how we feel about it. This is a key lesson in Stoicism. Our thoughts shape our reality. Sometimes we get caught up in worrying about what others think of us. But here's a simple truth. We can't control other people's opinions. Instead, focus on being the best version of yourself. Acceptance doesn't mean giving up. It means recognizing your limits. You can still strive for your goals while accepting that some things are beyond your control. This balance can lead to a happier life. When you accept what you cannot change, you create space for new possibilities. Maybe a job you wanted didn't work out, but that opens the door for something even better. Learning to accept life's ups and downs can be a game changer. It helps you build resilience. You start to see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than setbacks. Take a moment to reflect. What challenges have you faced recently? How did you react? Consider how you might handle similar situations differently in the future. Practice makes perfect. The more you work on acceptance, the easier it becomes. It's like building a muscle. The more you train it, the stronger it gets. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Everyone faces difficulties and learns how to navigate them. Sharing your experiences with friends or loved ones can lighten the load. When we talk about our feelings, we often find that others have faced similar struggles. This connection can help us feel supported and understood, making it easier to accept what we cannot control. Think of emotional control as a skill. Like any skill, it takes time to develop. Be patient with yourself. Celebrate small victories along the way. Every time you practice acceptance, you strengthen your ability to control your emotions. This progress is important, and it builds a foundation for greater emotional balance in your life. As you move forward, remember that acceptance doesn't mean apathy. You can still care deeply about your life and your choices while letting go of the need to control everything. Embrace the idea that life is a mix of what we can control and what we cannot. This balance will empower you to navigate life's challenges with grace and strength. The power of perspective. In life, how we see things can change everything. Imagine two people facing the same problem. One sees it as a disaster, while the other sees it as a chance to learn. Which one feels better? The way we think shapes our feelings and reactions. Let's take a simple example. Picture a rainy day. One person might feel sad and complain about it, but another person might see the rain as refreshing, perfect for staying inside with a good book. Both have the same weather, but their feelings are completely different. Stoicism teaches us to change our perspective. When something goes wrong, instead of feeling defeated, ask yourself, "What can I learn from this?" This question helps us see challenges as opportunities. Think of a time when you faced a setback. Did you feel angry or hopeless? Now, imagine if you looked at it differently. What if you saw it as a stepping stone to something better? This shift in thinking can change how we handle tough situations. Marcus Aurelius, a famous Stoic, said that our thoughts shape our reality. This means we have the power to decide how we feel. If we focus on the good, we can feel happier even when things are hard. Remember, not everything is in our control. Sometimes, things happen that we don't like, but we can always control how we respond. If we choose to look for the silver lining, we can find peace in any situation. Let's consider failure. Many people fear it. But what if we viewed failure as a teacher? Each time we fail, we learn something new. This perspective allows us to grow and improve instead of feeling defeated. Here's another example. Imagine getting lost on a trip. One person might panic and feel stressed. But someone with a stoic mindset could see this as an adventure. They might discover new places they never planned to visit. By changing our perspective, we can transform our feelings. Instead of seeing a problem as a burden, we can view it as a chance to learn and grow. This mindset shift can lead to a more fulfilling life. Practice this by asking yourself daily, "How can I see this differently?" Whether it's a small annoyance or a big challenge, there's often a new way to look at it. This habit can build resilience over time. It's important to surround ourselves with positive influences. Friends and family can help us see things differently. Share your thoughts with them and let their perspectives inspire you. Also, reading can broaden our viewpoint. Books on stoicism or personal development can offer new ideas. Learning from others helps us understand that we are not alone in our struggles. Remember, perspective is a choice. We can choose to see the glass as half full instead of half empty. This simple shift can brighten our days and help us handle life's challenges better. Think about your daily routine. Are there moments you can shift your perspective? Maybe during a busy day, instead of feeling overwhelmed, see it as a chance to be productive and achieve your goals. When facing criticism, it's easy to feel hurt. But consider this: is there truth in the feedback? If so, use it to improve. If not, let it go. This perspective can keep you calm and focused on your path. Gratitude can also change our perspective. When we focus on what we have rather than what we lack, we cultivate a positive mindset. Try writing down three things you're thankful for every day. When things don't go as planned, take a moment to breathe. Reflect on what you can control and what you can't. This practice can help you feel grounded and ready to tackle the situation. Life is a journey filled with ups and downs. By changing how we perceive these moments, we can ride the waves with grace. Embracing this power of perspective helps us navigate life more smoothly. In conclusion, remember that our perspective shapes our reality. We have the ability to change how we see things, which can lead to greater emotional control. With practice, this skill can become a natural part of our lives. As you go about your day, challenge yourself to shift your perspective. Embrace the teachings of Stoicism and find the silver linings in every situation. This journey towards emotional control begins with how you choose to see the world. Practicing mindfulness and reflection. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment. It means paying attention to what you are doing right now, without worrying about the past or future. Imagine sitting quietly and feeling your breath. This simple act can bring calmness to your mind. Have you ever noticed how your thoughts can race like a fast car? When we don't pause, our minds can take us on wild rides of worry and stress. Mindfulness helps us slow down and take control of our thoughts, steering them where we want. Let's think about a time when you felt overwhelmed. Perhaps it was during a busy day at work or school. Instead of panicking, you could take a moment to breathe deeply and center yourself. This small act can change how you feel and react to the situation. Stoicism teaches us to observe our thoughts and feelings without judgment. It's like watching clouds float by in the sky. You can notice them but not let them control you. When you practice mindfulness, you can watch your thoughts without getting swept away. One effective way to practice mindfulness is through meditation. You don't need to sit for hours. Just a few minutes of focusing on your breath can help clear your mind and make you feel more at peace. Picture yourself sitting quietly in a park. You hear the birds singing and the wind rustling the leaves. By paying attention to these sounds, you bring yourself back to the present moment, feeling grounded and calm. Another powerful technique is journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings allows you to reflect on them. It's like having a conversation with yourself, helping you understand what's going on inside your mind. When you write, you can ask yourself questions. What am I feeling right now? Or why did that situation bother me? This reflection can help you find answers and gain clarity. Practicing gratitude is also a form of mindfulness. Every day, Think of three things you are thankful for. This simple exercise shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's good in your life. Think about how powerful it is to focus on the positive. When you feel grateful, your mood lifts, and you become more resilient in facing challenges. Stoicism encourages us to reflect on our day. Before bed, take a moment to think about what went well and what you could improve. This reflection helps you grow and learn from your experiences. When you acknowledge your feelings, you become more aware of how they affect your actions. This awareness is the first step toward emotional control. Sometimes we get caught up in our emotions and forget to pause. Mindfulness teaches us to take a step back, breathe, and respond wisely rather than react impulsively. Picture a balloon filled with air. If you squeeze it too hard, it pops. Our emotions can be like that balloon. By practicing mindfulness, we learn to let some air out gently, preventing a burst of emotion. When you find yourself feeling overwhelmed, try the 5-4-3-2-1 grounding technique. Identify 5 things you can see, 4 things you can touch, 3 things you can hear, 2 things you can smell, and 1 thing you can taste. This helps bring you back to the present moment. Remember, it's okay to feel emotions. Mindfulness isn't about ignoring them. It's about acknowledging them and understanding them. Emotions are part of being human. You might find it helpful to set aside time each day for mindfulness. Even just 5 minutes can make a difference. You can practice it in the morning to start your day calmly, or in the evening to reflect on what happened. As you develop this practice, you will notice a change in how you respond to situations. You'll become more patient, compassionate, and understanding, both toward yourself and others. Stay committed to your mindfulness journey. Like any skill, it takes time to develop. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. By embracing mindfulness and reflection, you will gain a powerful tool for emotional control. You'll learn to navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease, leading to a more peaceful and fulfilling existence. Building resilience through Stoic principles. Resilience is key. Life can be tough. Sometimes it feels like everything is going wrong. But what if I told you that resilience is like a muscle? The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Stoicism teaches us how to build this muscle so we can handle whatever life throws at us. Learning from challenges. Imagine facing a big challenge, like failing a test or losing a job. Instead of feeling defeated, think of it as a chance to grow. Stoics believe that every challenge is an opportunity to learn and become better. Accepting what happens. Acceptance is a powerful tool. When something happens that you can't change, instead of fighting it, try to accept it. This doesn't mean you have to like it, but it helps you find peace. Remember, you can't control the event, but you can control how you respond to it. Focusing on solutions. When faced with a problem, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. But Stoics encourage us to shift our focus from the problem to possible solutions. Ask yourself, what can I do right now? This simple question can spark your creativity and resilience. Practicing gratitude. In tough times, it can be hard to see the good. But practicing gratitude can change that. Every day, think of at least one thing you're grateful for. This simple habit can help you see the brighter side of life, even when things are hard. Mindfulness matters. Being present can help you manage your emotions. Take a moment to breathe deeply and focus on the here and now. This practice, rooted in Stoicism, can help you find calm amidst chaos. Embracing imperfection. We all make mistakes. Instead of being hard on yourself, embrace imperfection. Stoics teach us that it's okay to be flawed. What matters is how we respond to those flaws and learn from them. Seeking support. Remember, it's okay to ask for help. Whether it's friends, family, or a mentor, having support can make you more resilient. Stoicism encourages community, reminding us we are not alone in our struggles. Building a routine. Establishing a daily routine can provide stability. Stoics believed in structure, as it helps us manage our time and energy. Create a simple daily plan and stick to it as much as you can. Finding purpose. A strong sense of purpose can guide you through tough times. What motivates you? What are you passionate about? Finding your why gives you strength and helps you stay resilient. Practicing self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. When things go wrong, it's easy to be your harshest critic. Instead, treat yourself as you would a friend. Stoicism teaches us to practice self-compassion and understanding, letting go of perfectionism. Perfectionism can be a barrier to resilience. Instead of striving for perfection, aim for progress. Celebrate your small wins, and remember that every step forward counts. Setting boundaries. Knowing your limits is essential for building resilience. Learn to say no when you need to. This protects your energy and helps you focus on what truly matters to you. Visualizing success. Imagine yourself overcoming obstacles. Visualization is a powerful tool. Picture yourself succeeding, and you're more likely to achieve your goals. Stoics believed in the power of the mind to shape our reality. Practicing patience. Resilience takes time. Be patient with yourself. Understand that growth is a journey, not a race. Celebrate every little step you take towards being stronger. Reflecting on your day. At the end of each day, take a moment to reflect. What went well? What could you improve? This practice helps you learn and grow, making you more resilient for the future. Staying flexible. Life is unpredictable. Being adaptable helps you face challenges head-on. Stoicism teaches us to remain flexible in our plans, allowing us to adjust when things don't go as expected. Finding joy in the journey. Life is not just about the destination. It's about the journey. Find joy in the little things, like a good book, a walk in nature, or a chat with a friend. These moments can boost your resilience. Embracing change. Change is a part of life. Instead of fearing it, embrace it. Every change brings new opportunities. Stoics remind us that with every ending comes a new beginning. Your resilience journey. Building resilience is a lifelong journey. Keep practicing these Stoic principles, and you'll find yourself better equipped to handle life's challenges. Remember, you are stronger than you think, and every challenge is a step towards growth. Applying Stoicism in everyday life. Imagine you wake up feeling anxious about your day. Maybe you have a big meeting or a family event. Instead of letting those feelings take over, remember that you can control how you respond. You can choose calmness over chaos. Start each day with a simple ritual. Take a few moments to breathe deeply. As you breathe in, think about what you can control today. As you breathe out, let go of worries about things outside your control. Throughout the day, remind yourself of your choices. If someone cuts you off in traffic, you can choose anger or choose patience. The next time this happens, take a deep breath and let it go. Keep a journal. At the end of each day, write down your thoughts and feelings. Reflect on moments when you felt strong emotions. Ask yourself, how did I respond? Was that helpful? Use positive affirmations. Every morning, tell yourself, I am in control of my emotions. This simple statement can set a powerful tone for your day. Repeat it until it becomes part of your mindset. Surround yourself with supportive people. Talk to friends or family about Stoicism. Share your experiences and learn from each other. A supportive network can help you stay on track. Remember that mistakes are part of life. If you react poorly to a situation, acknowledge it and learn. Stoicism teaches us to grow from our experiences, not to dwell on them. Practice gratitude. Each evening, think of three things you are grateful for. This shift in focus can help you appreciate what you have rather than worry about what you don't. Break down your goals into small steps. Instead of feeling overwhelmed, take one step at a time. Celebrate your progress, no matter how small it may seem. When faced with a difficult situation, ask yourself, what would a Stoic do? This question can guide your response and help you act with wisdom and clarity. Embrace challenges as opportunities to learn. Each obstacle you face can teach you something valuable. View them as chances to practice your emotional control. Stay curious about your emotions. When you feel something strongly, pause and ask yourself why. Understanding your emotions can help you manage them better. Limit your exposure to negativity. Whether it's news or toxic relationships, protect your peace. Fill your mind with positive and uplifting thoughts. Take breaks when needed. If you feel overwhelmed, step away for a moment. A short walk or some quiet time can help you regain your focus. Visualize your day. Before you start, picture how you want to respond to challenges. This mental practice can prepare you for what lies ahead. Be patient with yourself. Learning emotional control takes time. Celebrate your small victories and don't be too hard on yourself when things don't go as planned. Use reminders around your home. Sticky notes with positive messages can serve as gentle nudges to keep you focused on your stoic practices. Explore nature. Spend time outside and appreciate the beauty around you. Nature has a way of calming our minds and reminding us of what truly matters. Remember the teachings of great Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca. Their wisdom can provide guidance and inspiration as you navigate your own emotions. Finally, commit to this journey. Emotional control is not a destination. It's a lifelong practice. With each step, you grow stronger and more resilient. Embrace it fully.